Better care than anyone else in eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1, our community connection, brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, also by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors. It is United Way Day on Community Connection. I've got three great representatives in. Let's start at the top of the command chain. President Lisa Carey, hey, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm sure everybody is thinking about turkey drumsticks or football or that discussion around the table. Are we going to bring up politics or not going to bring up politics and all that stuff?
All of the above, yeah, right? Yeah. I'm looking forward to some pecan pie. Myself.
That sounds like a great idea. I like that. You got, can I get an extra piece from your
Absolutely.
House?
Absolutely. I'll bring it by.
Hey, it is the United Way campaign. You've been underway now for a couple of months, mm-hmm. and I assume things are going well, but there's still more work to be done.
Absolutely. Yes, we are, you know, in the middle of our United We Rock campaign, mm-hmm. and had a $2.4 million goal, and we are, you know, trudging along, doing well, and really, really happy with the progress we are making, but still have some work to do. So if you haven't had an opportunity to give, we would certainly appreciate your participation.
I'm going to treat it like voting in Chicago. Give early and give often. You know,
it sounds like a great plan to me. I love it.
Hey, growing up in Illinois, Chicago politics is always something you can bring up. You know, I don't care if you live in what part of the state. But anyway, the United Way does so many great things for people around our area, not just Bartlesville and Dewey, maybe not even Washington County, because programs extend over in Nowata County. If you look at Mary Martha, that's like six counties in Oklahoma and Kansas. You really have a giant footprint when we look at all the things that people are doing for you.
Yes, and we have an agency in Nowata, Boys and Girls Club of Nowata. Yeah. They serve up into South Coffeyville, and they serve children all around. So we were had the opportunity to go to the John Deere headquarters up in Coffeyville,
oh, okay.
and they were able to.
Wait a minute. Headquarters is in Moline, Illinois. Okay.
Well, one of their plants in Coffeyville, yeah. and we were able to present to them on Tuesday. That was a great opportunity. Actually, it was Monday. And they have a campaign, a United Way campaign. Mm-hmm. So they have employees from Bartlesville and Coffeyville, South Coffeyville. And we reach some of their donors up there because they participate, some mm-hmm. of their employees. But also their residents in Coffeyville come down and get assistance mm-hmm. from Mary Martha. So you're right, we do. Our partner agencies are out there in the trenches every day doing the work to help people with health, education, and financial stability. They are doing the work to help our community be better. And they work tirelessly to every day. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to raise monies to make those agencies out there do the best they can do.
Well, and I mean, your dollars are multiplied as far as the amount of good, because I get to talk every year with the nonprofit agencies that are the beneficiaries, and any good nonprofit, and ours are better than just good, but it makes the dollars stretch. They can make a nickel look like $5, and when you take that out to $2.4 million, that is just a huge impact around the area.
It really is, and you know, when I was working in child welfare for 21 years, I was able to see the impact that they make in every day, the lives of children and families in this community. So I know the work that they do, and I know what United Way does with those dollars, and how we are good stewards, and that what it does not only just that day, but the hope that it provides throughout the many years, and to see some of the families that it's impacted, and to see them now be good stewards themselves. That's what it's worth. I mean, when you hear the stories that these agencies are doing and helping these families, you can't help but want to give.
Yeah.
So that's why when the opportunity for me to become the president and CEO of the United Way, I was honored and just jumped on it to be able to do that because I knew what a great organization it was.
Well, and you look at all the different programs, serving young people, serving the older population, having best served a term or two on the Red Cross board, when disaster happens, the Red Cross is there. There are just so many good things, Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the YMCA. If I start naming names and all the programs, then why are you here? So, things are doing well. I see a hashtag on social media, and I know it's used nationally, but it works well here as far as Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, Giving Tuesday is a national movement that's been around for about 7 years. So we decided to jump on the bandwagon, and it takes place the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So after Black Friday and at Cyber Monday, it really allows people
And let's get Small Business Saturday in here, too.
Small Business Saturday.
Yeah.
It gives people an opportunity to give back to the community. So the United Way has partnered with Facebook, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation will match dollars that are given on the day, Tuesday after November 28th. If you donate to Bartlesville Regional United Way through Facebook, that donate button and Whitney can talk a little bit more about it. But we decided to promote that Giving Tuesday, and you'll see on our social media that we are promoting that big time, and Liz's dog is going to participate in it too.
How neat.
Yeah, so... But it is a way for people to donate and to advocate for the United Way. And so if you donate the day of, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundations through Facebook will match those dollars.
Okay. Well, again, I want to make sure people are able to find that donate button when they see it. It is on your Facebook posts, or is it also on your website?
It's on our Facebook page.
So that's where I've seen the hashtag, but I have to confess, I haven't seen your website in the last maybe 2 weeks, so it could have been there and escaped me. I want to make sure. I want to give people every opportunity they can to give.
Yes, that it is on our, you can be directed through our Facebook, through our website, but it's only, we will be matched on our Facebook page.
Okay. Well, Liz is warming her hands on her coffee cup, so I'm going to bypass you while you get warmed up. Whitney, thanks for coming in this morning, and I know you got a big role in what's going on, too.
Yeah, thanks for having me here today, Charlie. This Giving Tuesday has been taking up a lot of our time. This is kind of what we've been focused on, and we've been having a real good time with it. If you go on our Facebook page right now, we actually made one of those silent card videos, if you will, explaining Giving Tuesday and what it does. And I think, and Lisa, as we are planning to do the Giving Tuesday, one of the things is we just want to continue to raise awareness about our partner agencies, what they're doing in the community, as well as the United Way's role in that, and how the partnership between us and the agencies were able to make the biggest impact possible. And Giving Tuesday, like Lisa said, it's been going on for about 7 years now, and we thought, hey, it's our turn to get involved too.
Why not? And I know that United Way has methods of proving success. That one nationally has been doing well with the Gates Foundation for, like you said, another number of years. And it's just a name that I think that you would want to be associated with. And if they're going to double the contributions, then give, give, give.
Yes. We actually had to go through an application process ourselves for that. So, Lisa actually
nice to
was
be on
able
the other
to
side
that.
Of things.
Yeah, I know. We went through the application, and it is funny to be on the other side because we were all sitting there and we kept poking our head in Lisa's office. Did we get approved? Did we get approved? Are we going to be a part of it? So, we definitely know what that feels like. And
so don't string it out for your member agencies.
Yes, we do the best that we can with that. It's been a fun thing to be a part of, and we've been having a really good time with it. We actually have another hashtag that we've been pushing out there, which is also hashtag unselfie. Mm-hmm. And so we've had different members of the community, our board members, our partner agencies, my kids actually even we were able to get a couple pictures with, where it tells the story of why people give. So if you go to our Facebook page, you'll also be able to see some familiar faces around the Bartlesville community explaining why they give to the Bartlesville Regional United Way.
And I haven't listened to, I guess I have listened to one of them, but in general I haven't. I'm sure the stories are as varied as the individuals telling the story.
It really is. It's, and It's been really fun as a staff to also go back through and look at the different pictures and the different reasons why everybody is giving to the Bartlesville Regional United Way. You know, some of them are giving because of the, you know, the partner agencies and the programs that we have. Some give because there's a specific program that really means a lot to them, and some give just because they're just straight up givers. So mm-hmm. it's just really cool to see the difference in why everybody's giving to the United Way.
Okay, well, we're going to talk more about how you can get involved on Giving Tuesday, or for that matter, any other day of the week, as we continue on a Community Connection in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, Lisa, Liz, and Whitney in to tell us a little bit about the United Way. And I think you set your coffee cup down. Your fingers must be warmer now.
I did. They are so warm right now.
Well, okay, keep it in one hand while we're talking. because, you know, it can be as easy as just that one cup of coffee a day that you're already buying if you, you know, payroll deduct or whatever you want to do to give that contribution to the United Way.
Absolutely. I mean, a cup of coffee can, you know, provide so many things.
It warms you, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If it doesn't, then there's a problem with the coffee.
There you go. But the giving warms you longer.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. When it comes to Giving Tuesday or like any other reason, I know we started off with a golf tournament and sporting clays, and individual businesses have a dress down Friday or whatever they do to do an in-house fundraising effort. And the papers get passed around at work. Please fill out your form and make sure that all that's in by the time, whatever the local deadline for that particular business is. So, I mean, people are getting it done, but sometimes it's those fives and tens and twenties from people who haven't given before that makes the difference between the 2,700,000, which was an ambitious goal last year, but 2.4 million, you know, that just, it says a lot right there, you know, and it's a big difference. And I'm sorry, Lizzie, I think you're jumping in here on this one.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And Charlie, I just wanted to introduce Liz Mercy.
Yeah. She is like brand new to the night. She's not brand new, but she's brand new to you guys.
She's brand new. Well, she's actually kind of brand new to Bartlesville. She is stepping on board to be the office manager. Mary Kay Marshall, who's worked for the Bartlesville Regional United Way, is retiring after 20 years. I mean, anyone that knows United Way, they know Mary Kay, who has done a fantastic job and made such a difference in our community.
Well, I mean, she was there for, like, I want to say close to, what it was, 30 years?
20 years, actually.
Well, round numbers, yeah.
When I came on board with United Way, Mary Kay made me feel right at home, and I felt like I knew her instantly. So after I'd been there for a little while, probably 6 months, mm-hmm. Mary Kay said, "I think I want to retire." And I said, "Well, what?"
That doesn't mean you can.
I know.
I said that to Jamie the other day. What do you think you're doing?
I know. I was like, "What have I done wrong that you're ready to retire?" And Mary Kay said, "I'm just ready." And, you know, she feels like the United Way is one of her children. And she's been there through a lot of transitions from when Marguerite Arnold was the director and did so many great things for the United Way and was just a pioneer mm-hmm. for Bartlesville as a woman. And then she's just, you know, she's ready to spend more time with her grandkids and
good,
with her
dogs. Good boards turn over. Most boards that I think are worthwhile have some clause in their bylaws that, you know, you can serve, you pick the number 3 terms, and then you have to take at least a year off it before you can come back on. And directors change, funding directors change, but it's that office manager that has the collective wisdom of what's gone on for 20 years that says, we tried that about 17 years ago. It didn't work. If you still want to, go ahead, but good luck with that. You know?
Yes, and Mary Kay has a spirit about her that really encapsulates what the United Way is all about. So when she said she was ready to retire, I kind of went into panic mode and was like, okay, how am I going to replace someone like Mary Kay? So we opened it up, and Liz applied, and she has really come in and with a fresh perspective and has a lot of the same characteristics that Mary Kay has. So she's fantastic. She has a really, really fun personality and is a really sharp learner and really able to do a lot of data mining and stuff. So I'm excited about her future with United Way. She really believes in the mission and the goal, and really has jumped on board and is excited about what United Way does. So she's learning. And
have
she
you met all the board members yet?
I have. Oh,
okay, good.
Just
there, you're,
last week.
Step one. Okay.
But but Mary Kay will certainly be missed, and I have her on speed dial to ask her a bunch of questions, and she will still be part of the United Way family forever. She will always be part of the legacy of what United Way is now because she helped build it. Mm-hmm. So she continues to do work through December, but she has a well-earned retirement coming up, and we will certainly miss her.
Absolutely. She has been there day in, day out, campaign season or spring or any other. Yeah, I mean, she's there getting the job done throughout the year, answering the phones, hey, how do I do this, and has the collective wisdom to get the job done.
She absolutely does. She's a gem, and I honestly care for her deeply and will miss her greatly. Mm-hmm. But she's gone but not forgotten, and she has promised that she will come in and celebrate with us and have regular lunches with us, and we will continue to have a strong relationship with Mary Kay.
Well, the United Way is good for celebrations, whether it's the day that you announce the goal, the day that you announce that we reached it, the time that you bring the pace setters in to talk about, thank you for your collective help. And you just seem to like to have a celebratory party.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we need to celebrate our community, because if anything I've learned about living in Bartlesville for 22 years is that we have a community that rises up to challenges. And we've had a few transitions in the last 22 years when I've lived here, and no matter the obstacle, and I'm borrowing some words from our script, from our video, which if you haven't watched, you can go on our website
watch. You should.
It's very fantastically done. But whatever the obstacle, we rise up and we fight and we win against that. And we help people when they need help. And that's what I love about the Bartlesville Regional United Way. Because the people that invest in it, whether it be a board member or whether it be a volunteer or an advocate, we really band together and we help people. And our partner agencies, that's what they're doing on a daily basis. So we need to celebrate those achievements.
Those are the three things that the United Way, I love the phrase when they came out with it several years ago now, give, volunteer, advocate. Because sometimes I think we miss that third cog in the wheel somewhere along the line.
That's true. And that's why I also love the Live United, mm-hmm. because that's what we're doing. Is we're living united and we're standing against the things that Liz has on her shirt. We joked about a webcam, but Liz is we're living united in this community and in the communities that we serve to have a better place. That's what we need to do. And I've jokingly said that my family is a trade, a walking billboard for United Way, because we're bought into it. And I love it. I think it's fantastic. I believe in it. And our culture and our office believes in it. So
well, we got just about a minute left, and I want to emphasize Giving Tuesday one more time. How can people do what you're asking them to do on Tuesday? Whitney or Lisa, who wants to walk me home on this one?
Sure. The best way that somebody can give on Giving Tuesday is if they haven't liked our Facebook page, and if you can hear me now, go ahead and pull your phone out.
Not if you're driving.
Not if you're driving. Thank you, Charlie. Not if you're driving, but pull your phone out and go to your Facebook app and then search for the Bartlesville Regional United Way in the top search option. That'll pull up our webpage. Then all you need to do is click the thumbs up or the like button, and then you will become a new follower of the Bartlesville Regional United Way page. And then you will see tons and tons of action calls on our page as we get closer to Giving Tuesday. We're going to be pushing those functions on and on, where all you have to do is simply click donate on our Facebook page to have your your donation match. I know you said, you know, a $5 cup of coffee, two cups of coffee is even better. You know, $10, we
get
actually
that caffeine
have to, exactly, two cups of coffee. You know, that goes to $10. And that right now we have pushing through our Facebook page. That provides three meals to children over the weekends by the Agape Mission. So, I mean, it's $5, $10, $20. You would be surprised how much you can, a little will go a long way, like you were saying.
Okay, thank you very much. That's a Community Connection. We'll join news from the Oklahoma News Network. But again, United Way Community Connection brought to you by Tallgrass Motors, Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, and First Baptist Church.
Rieta near I-40 and Tiger Mountain Road. A federal jury has awarded a